should pay homage to the Buddha by the reciting Namo Tassa three times.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. So tonight I would like to give the Dhamma talk by explaining the various way to overcome the five hindrances, because many meditators, they complain all the times, my mind distract a lot. So I also suggest to use the counting method again and again. By the using the counting method, if you can overcome the discord, sometimes also if you are mind occasionally wandering, try to use the whole breath method. By this way also, because of your mindfulness is stronger, no, on the breath than other methods, so you can prevent the occasional wandering. So like that way, I suggest. Sometimes also they complain. So no. Therefore, I like to explain how to overcome the five hindrances. So no, these five hindrances are great obstacle to many meditators. Firstly, I will quote the various words of the Buddha to point out why it is important to overcome the five hindrances. In the Anguttara Nikaya, the Buddha says thus, there are five impurities of mind impaired by which the mind is not pliant and worldly, lacks lucidity and firmness, and cannot concentrate well up on the eradications of mental defilements. What are these impurities? So the previous night also, Pao Xiaoro explained, no? These five hindrances are Kamichanda Nivarana, sensual desire, Pyavada Nivarana, ill will, sloth and torpor, Tina Migda, Odicha Kokocha, restlessness and remorse, and Vichikicca, skeptical doubt. So these hindrances are so called because they obstruct the way to a heavenly rebirth and to attainment of Nibbana. According to the commentary, the hindrances are mental factors, chittatika, which prevent an arising wholesome states from arising and which do not allow arising wholesome states to endure. These five hindrances are major obstacles to attainment of the jhana. Altogether, seven mental factors are included among the hindrances. In two cases, however, a pair of mental factors is counted as a single hindrances. The Abhidhamma commentary explained that sloth and torpor and restlessness and remorse are joined into compounds because of similarity in their respective function, conditions and antidotes. Sloth and torpor both have the function of engendering mental sluggishness. They are conditioned by laziness and doziness, and they are countered by arousing energy. Restlessness and remorse have the function of engendering disquietude. They are conditioned by disturbing thoughts, and they are countered by the development of calm. Therefore, the Buddha say, without having overcome these five, it is impossible for a bhikkhu whose inside dust lacks strength and power to know his own true good, the goods of other and the goods of both. He will not be capable of realizing the superhuman state of distinctive achievement. the attainment of supramundane knowledge and visions. But if a bhikkhu has overcome these five impediments and hindrances, he can know his own good, the goods of others, and the goods of both, and he will be capable of realizing the suprahuman state of distinctive achievement. Thus, we must try to overcome these five hindrances to achieve the ultimate goal of Nibbana, the liberation through round of the rebirth. When the mind is overwhelmed by any of these five hindrances, it is not concentrated. An unconcentrated mind is weak and it has no power to penetrate the ultimate realities of mentality and mentality. But when the mind is free from the five hindrances, it is concentrated and can know and see things as they really are. Thus, only when you have overcome these five hindrances and attained the purification of consciousness, then you are able to further purification view. Therefore, our teacher Paulsiaro encouraged to practice samatha meditation first. Now I will explain the five hindrances one by one. In the Sanyutta Nikaya, the Buddha gave a simile to illustrate the sensual desire as follows. If there is a water in a pot mixed with red, yellow, blue or orange color, a man with normal faculty of sight looking into it could not probably recognize and see the image of his own face. In the same way, when one mind is possessed or overpowered by sensual desire, one cannot see properly the escape from the sensual desire which has arisen, then one does not properly understand and see one's own welfare, nor that of another, nor that of both, and also touch memorized a long time do not come into one's mind, not to speak of those not memorized. Usually, as a beginner meditator, his mind is very much troubled by sensual desire because his mind is not used to live without sensual pleasure. Is it true? Most of the living being is round of the rebirth. They enjoy and indulge in sensuality. And they train and practice meditation is very rare, very few lives. So before we come to meditate, his mind was constantly come into contact with various kind of sensual objects, such as beautiful form, pleasant music, delicious food, and enjoyable social life. And his mind took great delight there in one after another. When he meditates, there are no pressure-level objects. Thus, his mind is just like a fish taken out from the water and put on the ground, jumping again and again in distress and longing for water. Now, in and out breath is just like drying ground. It is too monotonous and unsatisfying to the meditator mind, which is very longing for sensual pleasure. While sitting, instead of concentrating on the breath, meditator spends so much time thinking in past sensual pleasure that he enjoyed, or in future sensual pleasure that he expects to enjoy. Really, this is just a waste of the time and waste of mental energy. It is not helpful to mental cultivations. Therefore, to overcome it, we should avoid the cause which gives rise to sensual desire and cultivate that which is conducive to fading away of sensual desire. So, I would like to explain according to the Buddha idea. In the Anguttara Nikaya, Buddha mentions, so, bhikkhu I know not of any other single thing of such power to cause the arising of sensual desire, if not already arisen, or if arisen, to cause its strengthening and increase as the future of beauty. In him, one who pay unwise attention to the future of beauty, sensual desire, if not already arisen, arises, or if already arisen, is liable to strengthening and increase. I know not of any other single thing of such power to prevent the arising of sensual desire, if not already arisen, or if arisen, to cause its abandonment as the feature of repulsiveness. In him who give wise attention to the feature of repulsiveness, sensual desire, if not already arisen, arisen not, if arisen, it is abandoned. Herein, unwise attention is, and considering the impermanent as permanent, suffering as happiness, non-self as self, and the repulsiveness as beauty. Wise attention is opposite of unwise attention. If you think permanent, you must contemplate impermanent. If you think, oh, this is very beautiful, very, you know, if I can enjoy that this sensual pleasure object, I will get happiness. You must consider, contemplate, that is the suffering. Sometimes you think, oh, this is very beautiful, durable, last long, it cannot change, it will be everlasting, but that is not everlasting. So you must concentrate, that is no durability, no solidity, no self, just intrinsic nature, that is ultimate reality and ultimate reality, mentality and mentality, really no solidity, no? So they are rising very quickly, no? Because of that, they are impermanent only. Therefore, Buddha said, Bhikkhu, I do not perceive another single factor or helpful as wise attention to a bhikkhu who is a learner who has not attained perfection, a bhikkhu who wisely attend, abandon what is unwholesome and develop what is wholesome. Therefore, for a meditator who is a learner, wise attention is so helpful for reaching the highest goal. Wisely striving, he may attain the destruction of all suffering. There are 16 are conducive to abandonment of sensual desire, according to the commentary of Mahasatipatthana Sutta, Great Discourse on Foundation of Mindfulness. So in this commentary of Mahasatipatthana Sutta mentions 16. These are learning how to meditate on repulsiveness, devoting oneself to the meditation on repulsiveness, guarding the sense door, moderation in eating, noble friendships, suitable conversations. So that also Paul Thiaro mentioned the day before yesterday night. As regarding these two things, there are two types of meditation on repulsiveness. One of them is samatha meditation and vipassana meditation. Samatha meditation on repulsiveness is divided into two types: meditation on repulsiveness of the body with consciousness, savinyana asubha, and another one is the body with unconscious, that is called avinyana asubha. Repulsiveness on the body with consciousness is to meditate on the fullness of the 32 parts of the internal and external body. So these are 32 parts of the body are hair of the head, hair of the body, nails, teeth, skin, flesh, sinews, bones, marrow, kidneys, heart, liver, membranes, spleen, lungs, intestine, mesentery, George, feces, bile, phlegm, pus, blood, sweat, fat, tears, tallow, saliva, synovial fluids, and urines. This method can remove the last four inanimate beings. Avijnana asubha, repository of the body without consciousness, is to meditate on the fullness of the corpse. So in this stage also, if you want to practice the asubha meditation without consciousness, as a male meditator, he should choose same sex of male corpse, and as a female meditator also should choose and female corpse, not dead body, because otherwise sometimes if you concentrate on the corpse of the body, this corpse also not so much rotten, because of that if you contemplate again and again, sometimes this corpse can become the beautiful. After that, lustful mind also can arising again. Because of that, as male meditator, no, should choose the male corpse, and as a female meditator, should choose no, female corpse. That is the better way to remove the lustful mind, sensual desire. After that, no, meditator should visualize the corpse which have seen until your concentration is deeper and deeper. Having succeeded in the external discernment, you can discern your own body, reflecting thus, I will surely die one day. When I die, my body too will be as repulsiveness at that corpse. When you are able to see yourself as a corpse, you can now take the persons you have lust for as object and discern him, his or her future corpse. By practicing thus, you will be able to remove lustful mind. To practice vipassana meditation on repulsiveness, firstly, meditator establish concentration. After that, he should no, and contemplate his body, four elements again and again. If he can see that, no, if he can concentrate on the four elements because of his four element meditation, concentration supporting cause, his body become illuminated. After that, by this illuminated light, the light of wisdom, try to see that his body, he will see the small particle. After seeing that this small particle, you should discern in this particle, earth element, fire element, wind element, fire element. After that, so on that element, you should reflect. So these elements are repulsiveness of color, repulsiveness of the smell. So for that reason, also you should reflect this body is full of the worms, and that it is chest pit, look like the hospital of the this worm, look like the cemetery of the this one. Having discerned inside the body, after that also, you should change to the your attention to the external other body. Other body also same way, these all of the body are consist of the particle, and in this all of the particle also full of the repulsiveness, color, smell. So because of that, no, external the no, body also as a repulsiveness, you can remove no, your lustful mind, the attachment of external living beings. Another no, second cause is how to no, the second cause is how to cut the sense no, and the sense door. So this sense door also very important as a meditator. Otherwise, you are, if you cannot cut your sense door, sometimes because of indulge your mind, so this lustful mind also arising. For that reason, as a third cause, not to cut the sense door also very important. So I want to explain how to no, control the sense door. Once, King Udena of Kosambi consults the Venerable Pindora Bharadraja. He asked this venerable, how can it come about, depending on what is it that this young bhikkhu's youthful black hair with the bloom of youth in the prime of life, never having enjoyed the pleasure of the sense, can practice the holy life fully and perfectly to the ends of their day. So Venerable Pindola Bhararaja replying thus, it has been said by the Buddha. The Buddha said in this way to think, whatever woman is a mother, think of her just as a mother. Whatever woman is a sister, think of her just as a sister. And whatever woman is a daughter, think of her just as a daughter. That is how these young bhikkhus, never having enjoyed their pleasure of the sense, can practice the holy life fully and perfectly to ends of their days. The king asked again, but Venerable Bhararaja, the heart on the mind is fickle. It may well be that when the thought of sensual desire arises, those bhikkhus think of just as mother, just as sister, just as daughter. Is there any way, any other cause, and any other reasons whereby these young bhikkhus can practice the holy life fully and perfectly to end of their days? So Bhararaja answered again, it has been said, sir, by the Buddha, to contemplate this body upwards from the soles of the feet, downward from the top of the head, bound by the skin, full of many false impurities, there are 32 parts of the body. By contemplating this body, impurities of this body parts, bhikkhu can practice the holy life. The king said, well, for those bhikkhu who train their body, virtuous conduct, mind and insight, that is easy. But for those who do not, it is difficult. Sometimes when a man thinks, I will regard this as repulsive, he comes to think of it as attractive. If there are any other way can practice whereby these young bhikkhus. Of course, it is indeed, sir. The Buddha asked to his disciple that seeing an object with the eye, nor to seize upon its appearance as a whole, nor on its detail, because anyone dwelling with the sense of sight, uncontrolled, covetousness, grief and other evil, unwholesome state will follow into him. Therefore, practice for the sake of its control, guard it and gain control over it. Having heard a sound, smell, odor, taste, or tangible object, or mental object, do not seize upon its appearance as a whole nor its detail, for uncontrolled mind and unwholesome state will follow into it. Therefore, guard on this sense too. Here, whole and detail mean sometimes we think, oh, his body is very beautiful. Oh, his body is slain body. Like that way, if he think, so he endowed his mind as a whole body. Sometimes also we think, oh, his hair is very bloom. No, sometimes also, oh, her eye is very beautiful, like a star, like a deer's eye. Sometimes also we think, oh, her lips is look like the rose buff, oh, very red color. Sometimes also, oh, the teeth are very beautiful, like the pearls. So like that we're thinking is part by part detailly. That way also that sensual desire can arise in. Because of that, don't think whole or detailly, all are repulsive net only. If you can contemplate parts by part, they are repulsive nets, so you can remove the sensual desire. Another one is there are many ways of getting the sense to, as taught by the Buddha in many sutta. Here, I would like to talk some simile from the sutta. The first one is Kumbhopama Sutta. That's Kumbhopama means the simile of the tortoise. So one day, a tortoise was pasturing at the bank of the Ganges River. At the same time, a fox too was pasturing there. The tortoise saw the fox far from afar, and the fox too saw the tortoise from afar. The fox wanted to eat the tortoise, but the tortoise withdrew its head, four limbs, and tail into its shells. The fox waited beside the tortoise, looking for an opportunity to eat, but the tortoise knew that the fox was waiting for it, so it kept its head, four limbs, and tails protected within its shell. Finally, the fowl was so disappointed and left. From this simile, meditator should concentrate his mind in the shell of his meditation subject. If he does so, the fox of defilement will have no opportunity to eat him, cutting the sense to thus will cast out sensual desire. The second simile is the small bud's quill. This simile is from the Mahavaka of the Sanyutta Nikaya. Once upon a time, a sea falcon suddenly swept down and seized a quill. Then the quill, while it was being carried away by the sea falcon, thus lamented, "Just my bad luck and lack of merit, it served me right for transferring outside my own pasture into others' property. If I had kept my own ancestral beat today, this sea falcon will have been no match for me if it came to a fight." The sea falcon asks, "What is that pasture which is your own ancestral beat?" So the quill answer, "It is a field turned up by the plowshare, a place all covered with cloth." Cloth means the lump of the soil, no? The quill's replying. Then the she falcon, without being stiff in her exertion of strength, nor caring to argue with the quill on her own strength, released the quill, saying, "Off with you, but even by going there, you will not escape me." So the quill went off to plowed field to a place all covered with cloths, perched on a great cloth and stood challenging the she falcon thus, "Now come on, you falcon, now come on, you falcon," like that way he challenged. Then the she falcon, without caring anything, poising both her wings, sweep down up on the quill. But as soon as the quill knew that the she falcon had come too close to her, she slipped inside that very cloth, and then the she falcon shattered her breast thereupon and died. So it is with one who goes roaming out of his own pasture in other property. Wherefore, you not roaming outside your own pasture in other property, to those who so roam, Mara will get essence. In them, Mara will find a support. Here, Mara means five type of Mara: Devaputa Mara, Kilesa Mara, Khanda Mara, Mitru Mara, and Abhisankara Mara. Devaputa means a deity from Visavati. Kilesa Mara means 10 defilements. Khanda Mara means 5 aggregates. Mitru Mara means death. Abhisankara means wholesome and unwholesome formation for new life. After that, Buddha explained, "What is not one's own pasture but other property? Really, it is the 5 kinds of sensual pleasure what five forms cognizable by the eye, desirable, charming, pleasant, delightful, passion-fraught, and alluring. Also, sound, odor, flavor, tangible objects, cognizable by the body, desirable, charming, pleasant, delightful. In the case of a meditator's life, who want to develop concentration and insight knowledge, this is not one's own pasha, but other property, that is the mara property only. Then the Buddha gave advice that, Bhikkhu, you must reach your own pasha, capture your essential bit. To those who reach their own pasha, who kept their essential bit, mara will get no essence, in them mara will find no support. Bhikkhu, what is your own pasha? What is your essential bit? It is the full foundation of mindfulness. So, full foundation of mindfulness are the foundation of mindfulness in contemplating of the body, foundation of mindfulness in contemplation of the feeling, the foundation of mindfulness in contemplating of consciousness, foundation of mindfulness in contemplation of mental object, anapana meditation also, including in the foundation in foundation of mindfulness in contemplation of the body, kaya nupassana. Therefore, if you want to cut your sense door, you should concentrate your own mind on your meditation object of this. Now, if you are practicing mindfulness of breathing, you should always concentrate on your breath or practicing four. If you are practicing the four element meditation, you should always concentrate on the four element meditation. Also, sometimes you can practice the four protected meditation, Chatura Rekha Kamathana, Mitta Bhavana, Loving Kindness, Buddha Nosati, Recollection of the Buddha Quality, Asubha Bhavana, Recollection of the Contemplation on the Corpse, and Marana Nosati, Recollection of the Self-Death. Also, this four protected meditation also can be used to restrain the sense faculty. If you can practice vipassana, should contemplate on vipassana object such as ultimate materiality and mentality, their causes and condition, and impermanent suffering, the non-self nature of this materiality and mentality and their cause and condition. In here, I would like to talk of the sutta from Sanyutta Nikaya, how it is important cutting the sense door. This sutta name is the tip of the sense. So, on one occasion, a certain bhikkhu was dwelling among the kosala in a certain woodland thicket. Now, on that occasion, when he had returned from his arm round after his meal, that bhikkhu used to descend into a pond and sniff a red lotus. Then the devata that inhabited that woodland thicket, having compassion for that bhikkhu, desiring his good, desiring to stir up a sense of urgency in him, approached him and addressed him in these verses. When you sniff this lotus flower, an item that has not been given, this is one factor of theft. You, Dhyasa, are a theft of a scent. That bhikkhu said, no, I don't take, I don't damage. I sniff the lotus from afar. So far, what reason do you say that I am a thief of scent? So, in the niyara of in this pond also, the niyara of the bhikkhu, another ambajuras man plucked this lotus flower and he is digging the lotus roots. Because of that, this bhikkhu pointed out there, and this man, and he said again to the deva, one, who digs up the lotus stalk, one who damages the flowers, one of such rash behavior, why is it you not spoken to that man? The day was said again, when a person is rash and fierce, bodily swelled like a gnashing cloud, I have nothing to say to him, but it is to you I ought to speak, for a person without blemish, always in quest of purity, even a mere hair's tip of evil appear as big as cloud. The bhikkhu realized and said, O Deva, surely you understand me, and you have compassion for me. Please speak to me again whatever you see such a deed. So, but that Deva saying is very good. So he replied to the bhikkhu wisely, O Bande, I don't live with your support. I am not your higher servant. Really, Bande, you should know for yourself the way to a good destination. So like that way, no, bhikkhu also replied, really as a meditator, like whoever tell, no, so then that you must control yourself only is the better way. Then that bhikkhu, stirred by that deva, acquired a sense of urgency. This sutta is very good for meditator to control sense of those. I would like to explain little more. You see, really this bhikkhu was not theft. Also, it is not bad action, not break the bhikkhu rules. If you see as purification of virtue, no, I have explained in the Samatha Bhavana, no, and Vipassana meditation. So for the purification of virtue, no, there are four types of virtue: Padimokkha, Samvara, Tila, restraint of the bhikkhu rules, no, and Indriya Samvara Sila, no, restraint of the sense, no, the sense faculty, Ajiva Parisodhi Sila, purification of livelihood, no, another one is Pichaya Sandesila Sila, reflection of the purpose of using the four requisites. In this case, really, this monk is, no, the break the no, Indriya Samvara Sila only. So he doesn't break the bhikkhu rules. But you see, this bhikkhu is, he indulged his mind and he sniffed the smell of the flower. Really, as a, no, a our, as a worldly being, human lives, no, so look like, no, you see, whatever we pleasure, if we enjoy, so we want to enjoy this, no, enjoyable object again and again. Because of that, so Buddha also explained in the, no, 24 patana, no, purima purima kusala dhamma, no, pichimana akusala dhamma, kusala dhamma, previous kusala also can support, no, to arouse the, no, new wholesome thoughts. Also previous unwholesome thought also to arouse, to accumulate the new unwholesome thought. Because of that, if we cannot, no, restrain our sense faculty, slowly and slowly this unwholesome thought is arising, and sometimes firstly we do the mentally, no, thinking only. After that, because of this mental thought, no, stimulate our mind, and sometimes we do the bad action bodily or verbally. So in this case also, you see, this bhikkhu indulged his mind and he sniffed the lotus flower smell. But really, the, no, sniffing the lotus flower is no problem, but if he kissed someone, it will be problem. So for that reason, Devata, no, gave the caution not to commit the, this type of, no, action. So for a meditator who want to get good concentration level, who want to develop his insight meditation, no, insight knowledge and wisdom, who must carefully guard his sense faculty, sense to. Otherwise, if he indulge sensual desire, he do again and again like that monks, not only spoil sense faculty, but also he will lose his morality. So also Mara also could, no, and find opportunity to frustrate our striving on the path. For that reason, therefore, the best way to control the central is vipassana. Insight meditation is very important, very useful. We must always contemplate vipassana objects such as ultimate mentality and material and their nature of impermanent, suffering and non-self. In this case, if the bhikkhu if he get the good smell, the lotus flower or whatever smell, he must contemplate the smell also really rising and passing away, anicca, dukkha, anatta, his nose sense faculty also, if he see that as a particle, this is the particle. In this particle, Fifth Sayadaw also explained you last night, six type of particle and four mental material, 54 material element only. These 54 materiality are very quickly rising and passing away. This is not your nostril, so they are rising and passing away very quickly because of suppressed by the oppressed by rising and passing away. This is suffering. In this element, no durability, just ultimate reality only because of non-self. If you can contemplate, so you can remove also the attachment of the this friend, this fragment also, this nose consciousness also, the greedy also, rising and passing away, anicca, dukkha, anatta. If he can contemplate, he can remove that this lustful mind on the on the attachment of the fragment, like that way, form or sound or taste or tangible object or whatever object also impermanent, the body also, the dose also impermanent, the consciousness or anger or greedy or whatever thoughts are also impermanent. Like that way, if you contemplate only, if you can remove the mental defilement and if you can cut your sense too. If you are still practicing there, now you are practicing the mindfulness of breathing, which fall under the full foundation of mindfulness of the body. So you should use this method by practicing the mindfulness of breathing to cut the sense to and to remove sensual desire. Another one is the fourth thing which help remove sensual desire is moderation in food, eating food. So in the Majjhima Nikaya, Buddha said thus, how is he moderate in eating? Here in a bhikkhu takes his food after wise consideration, not for the purpose of enjoyment, of pride, of beautifying the body or adoring it, but only for the sake of maintaining and sustaining this body, to avoid harm and to support the holy life, thinking thus, I shall destroy the old pain feeling and shall not let a new one rise. Long life, blameless and well-being will be mine. Moderate eating is not only the purpose of removing sensual desire, but also it can get advantage for removing the sloth and torpor. Then the fifth thing which helps remove the sensual desire is to associate that with good friends or noble friendships, because you see, that is also important, because if you associate that with the friend who enjoy sensual pleasure because of he persuade you, and then you also follow with and you will lose your path of concentration or insight meditations. Therefore, one famous sutta from the Mahavaka of the Samyutta Nikaya, at one time, Venerable Ananda approached and paid homage to the Buddha, and he said to the Buddha, half of this holy life is friendship with the good, companionship with the good, association with the good. Buddha said, do not say so, Ananda. Do not say so, Ananda. It is the whole of this holy life, this friendship, companionship, and association with the good. Of a bhikkhu who is a good friend, it is to expect that he will cultivate and seriously practice the Noble Eightfold Path by taking me as a good friend, being liable to birth, old age, death, sorrow, lamentation, suffering, grief, and despair are released therefrom. So it should be understood how the whole of this holy life is friendship with the good. Further, in the Duttiya Sikha Sutta of Itivutka, the Buddha said, Bhikkhu, in regard to external factors, I do not perceive another single factor so helpful as good friendships to a bhikkhu who is a learner who has not attained perfection but lives aspiring for the supreme security from bondage. A bhikkhu who has a good friend abandons what is unwholesome and develops what is wholesome. When a bhikkhu has a good friend who is reverential and respectful, doing what his friend advises, clear, comprehending, and mindful, he may progressively attain the destruction of all factors. So because of that, to develop the meditation also, noble friendships, good friendship is very important. The sixth thing which helps remove sensual desire is suitable talk or suitable conversation. The Buddha said in the Mahasunyata Sutta of the Majjhima Nikaya, when a bhikkhu abides thus, if his mind inclines to talking, he resolves such talk as is low, vulgar, coarse, ignoble, unbeneficial, and which does not lead to disachievement, dispassion, sensation, peace, direct knowledge, enlightenment, and nirvana. That is worldly talk or mundane talk, such as talks of kings, robbers, ministers, armies, dangers, battles, food, drink, clothing, beds, garlands, perfumes, relatives, vehicle, villages, town, city, countries, women, heroes, street, wealth, the debt, trivialities, the origin of the world or sea. So this talk are the Tatichana Katha, unbeneficiable talk only. If you talk, such as talk, you cannot develop your concentration. But Buddha suggests another way. Bhikkhu, resolve such talk as deal with effacement, as favor the mind's release, and which leads to complete disenchantment, dispassion, sensation, peace, direct knowledge, enlightenment, and nirvana. That is talk on wanting little, or contentment, seclusion, aloofness from society, arousing energy, virtue, concentration, wisdom, deliverance, knowledge, and vision of deliverance. So this type of talk also little only, not wanting more, because sometimes also, if you talk too much also, after that slowly and slowly, you get there sometimes that also distraction of the Dhamma also. Meditator must talk this type of talk, and suitable talk are supporting cause for removing the sensual desire. Otherwise, you see, having talked too much unsuitable subject, when you meditate, you will find your mind condition. If you talk with the other meditator, so if the desirable talk also, after talking, you repeatedly thinking again and again, you create this image and you create the mental dialogue. Sometimes also, firstly, you talk the desirable talk. After that, slowly and slowly argue and quarreling and fighting. Then, when you meditate, this event are reoccurring again and again. After that, in the meditation hall, you will create this image and you will be quarreling and fighting this image. So, really, the mind will be distracted a lot during the meditation. So because of that, if you talk no suitable talk, also little only. Unsuitable talk is not as much as trying to avoid. Otherwise, no, if you cannot develop your concentration, if you want to develop, no, if you want to improvement of concentration. So today I have explained about the six causes to abandon sensual desire from the commentary of Mahasatipatthana Suttanda. No? So these are learning how to meditate on repulsiveness, devoting oneself to meditation on repulsiveness, cutting the sense to moderation in eating, noble friendship, suitable conversation. I hope you may realize and you can develop your concentration and it will support to attain of Nirvana entirely free from all of the suffering of round or rebirth. So today, let us stop here and we shall meet. No? Tomorrow, I shall explain how to remove ill will. No? So having developed your concentration and wisdom, may you all be achieve highest goal of Nirvana. So now we should share our merits. Idame punyang aswekhyang waham hotu idame punyang nibbanassa pachayo hotu mama punya bhagam sabba sattanam bhajima ti sabbe mesamang punya bhagam labantu sadhu sadhu sadhu.